A Dog's Tale, a folktale from Argentina and Paraguay, retold by Lorena F. DiBello, illustrated by Robert Collier Morales. A Dog's Tale. Best Friends. Once a long time ago, cats and dogs were best friends. They lived together in small communities in perfect harmony. They worked together to get food and have fun playing with each other. They also kept each other warm during cold winter nights. When cats and dogs were friends, they helped each other in times of need. One time, a cat at the riverbank was trying to catch a fish for lunch. All of a sudden, splash! The cat fell into the water. As soon as the cat said meow, a big friendly dog jumped into the river and rescued the cat. Another time, a dog was trying to catch a mouse. No matter how hard the dog tried, the mouse managed to stay ahead. The dog asked for a cat for help. As soon as the dog said woof woof, the cat came to help. Cats and dogs made a great team. Spring Party. One year, the days started becoming warmer and longer. The cats decided to throw a big party to celebrate the arrival of spring. This cat invited all friends, cats and dogs, to this big celebration. Hundreds of cats and dogs gathered at the top of a hill under a full moon. Cats and dogs were happy and ready to dance and eat and enjoy the party. There was food, music, and everyone was in a great mood. Out of nowhere, just before the dancing began, a storm cloud covered the moon. Then it started to rain. Someone suggested that they move the party to the barn near the hill. Wet and muddy cats and dogs soon arrived at the small barn. The dogs thought it would be a good idea to take off their muddy tails instead of bringing them inside of the yard. They left their tails organized by size so it would be easier for each dog to find their own tail at the end of the party. A Bad Joke. The dogs were enjoying themselves when a group of mischievous young cats decided to play a joke on them. Without thinking about the consequences, the cats decided it would be funny to change the dogs' tails around. They mixed up the dogs' tails, putting big tails next to small ones, long-haired ones next to short-haired ones. Tails were, and so on. Each of the tails ended up in a different place from where the owner left it. Inside the barn, the mood of the guests started to change. The storm seemed to put the cats and dogs in a bad frame of mind. A few cats started complaining, grumbling, and shooting mean looks at dogs. This made the dogs feel uncomfortable, and before long, they began complaining and growling too. A fight. As the tension grew, the cats grouped together, and the dogs did just the same. One group started insulting the other group, and the other group insulted with more insults. A bolt of lightning crashed through the stormy sky. A hair of cats' black rose, and the dogs bared their teeth. When the cats began to show their claws, a tiny scared dog. Let's get out of here now. All the dogs fled the barn in a hurry. The cats chasing them. As the dogs passed by the door, they grabbed a tail without looking and kept on running. The dogs ran as fast as they could until no cats were in sight. Once they had caught their breath, the dogs all tried to put on their tails they had grabbed. At that point, they discovered a problem. All the dogs grabbed the wrong tail. They tried in vain to find their own tails. Fortunately, some big dogs ended up with small tails. And some small dogs ended up with huge tails. None of the dogs had their own tail. To this day, the dogs haven't forgotten what happened with cats that night. For that reason, we always see dogs chasing cats, seeking revenge for the night their tails were switched. The end.